Welcome back, everybody. Is it wrong that I think of Ric Flair every time I hear this? Woo! That's first thing that pops into my head. Oh, man. How you doing, everybody? We're back. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and it is Wednesday, Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in now. Any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to be talking about the best side one, track one songs, best leadoff songs on albums. We'll get into that. We're going to talk about some signature films from the world's major cities. And because Wendy is expanding their breakfast menu to nationwide, we're going to talk about some of the best fast food breakfast items of all time. So that's all coming up right here on 720 WGN. You can call us at 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And you can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. And on Facebook, follow us there. Everything is interactive, and it's constantly being updated. So it's the best way to stay connected, and that's Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Like us now, Facebook.com/Nick D Show. And all of that is coming up right here on the show. And again, Wildcard Wednesday, any artist, any song, anything, get them in now at 312-981-7200. Now, of course, you hear that. Most people think immediately of 2001, which, of course, you know, that's the second thing that pops into my head after Ric Flair. But 2001: A Space Odyssey is obviously an amazing movie, a classic movie, a landmark film, and you're gonna have the opportunity to see it on the big screen, and this is a really, really amazing opportunity. If you've never seen 2001 on the big screen, you should. 2001: A Space Odyssey will be shown on September 18th, Wednesday, September 18th, at 1 o'clock. And 7:30 p.m. at the Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge, Theater One, the Mega Theater. So you get to see it in the beautiful big Mega Theater. And this is a big deal. But to make it an even bigger deal, Keir Dulay is going to be there in person. Keir Dulay played Dave Bowman in the movie, and he is going to be there live and at the 7:30 screening. But this is the big deal. And this, of course, is put together by our friend Matthew C. Hoffman, who runs the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series and has done some really, really great stuff and cares about movies and cares about the experience of seeing movies and cares about classic movies. And so we have him on pretty regularly to talk about what's happening at the Pickwick. And this event is huge, and we wanted to bring Matthew on to talk about it. Matthew, how you been?
All right, Nick. I hope you had a great summer.
Yeah, I hope you had a good summer, too.
Yeah, great to be back to talk about probably our biggest show we've ever done.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, there's
no
question.
This is really exciting.
You got to be through the roof on this one. This is just amazing. So, first of all, because it's been a while since you've been on, we want to remind everybody, you know, like who you are, where you got started, and how you became the guy who programs the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series.
Sure, I'm a film historian, the program host over at the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series. I used to run the LaSalle Bank Theater Revival House back around year 2000. I did that for about 4 years. And in recent years, I started the Park Ridge Public Library Classic Film Series. Actually, we celebrated our 10th anniversary just recently. And the library series that I do in the spring was so successful that the Pickwick owner, the Pickwick Theater, which is right across the street from the library, asked me to do a film series for him in 2013. So the theater series is a monthly series. It runs once a month from September to May, but actually last season, we extended it into June. Mm-hmm. We ended our season actually with American Graffiti because I thought it was a great, summer film. So we've been extended a little bit. And, you know, last season we showed films like The Quiet Man, which actually became our biggest grossing film of all time. We had over 1,000 people, so
wow.
That was a wonderful turnout.
Wow, that's amazing.
That was the first, Nick. we did a 50th anniversary of Honor Majesty's Secret Service, which was a lot of fun. Everything that we do at the Pickwick, we always try and add a little something to it, whether it's organ music or, you know, a giveaway. Or in the case of 2001, we've got the main star from the film as a special guest.
Yeah. So,
and actually, 2001, Nick, was a show that was 2 years in the making. I wanted to show it for its 50th anniversary a couple of years ago.
Right.
But because director Christopher Nolan was doing a national re-release of the film,
right,
we couldn't get the rights to show it. We had to take a back seat. So when the film became available, I reached out once again to Kier Doulé, and he said he would love to come. The thing about Kier Doulé is he's just an absolutely wonderful, engaging guest. He loves talking about 2001. Every time he makes an appearance at a different venue, audiences really love him.
Yeah.
So I knew that this was the star I wanted to sort of be our very first star that we ever had at the theater.
That's really fantastic. That's great. No, you mentioned you started doing this in 2013, and in that time, over the past year or so, the Pickwick has gone through some major changes. How long has the Pickwick been around?
Well, the Pickwick goes back to 1928.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, over the years, there's been renovations, you know, such as new seating and stuff. But actually, last year we had one of our biggest renovations. We actually had a new screen put in, and I believe it's the largest theater screen in the Chicago area. It's known now as the Mega Theater.
Yeah.
And they also upgraded the sound system. So now it's, you know, they wanted to keep up with, you know, sort of the IMAX experience.
Yeah.
You know, try and bring in younger audiences and stuff. So it was a big investment, but it seems to have paid off because, you know, we get great crowds. And, you know, Nick, if there was ever a movie to sort of justify the existence of a mega theater,
oh yeah,
it's 2001. I sort of came up with a list of all the films that I would love to see in this new giant screen, and 2001 was a film right at the top of the list, and I was saving it in the hopes of getting Kier Doulé.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on all of that, man. It's really great. I've been dark for about a month and a half at my film club because they're remodeling the theater that we use. I mean, the whole second floor of the AMC Rosemont 18 is being completely remodeled. They're putting a new screen in the theater that I use. And I know for a fact that they're putting in the reclinable leather, you know, chairs that are so popular now. And so we'll probably be back in October. I think in October is when we'll be back. So we had a month and a half off. So, or 2 months off, but we're going to come back.
Get those renovations done quickly because we missed your film series.
Oh, well, thanks, man. I don't know what I haven't chosen anything yet. I got to sit down and if it's October, it's going to be horror. I know that much. If we come back in October, it's going to be horror.
Right.
Yeah. So the Mega Theater. Well, I mean, what's the experience like? I've still yet to see a movie there. I mean, it's got to be pretty amazing, right?
Yeah. It's pretty impressive. Obviously, you don't want to be sitting in the front row.
Yeah.
But I forget the dimensions. I think it's something like 54 feet across. Almost 30 feet tall.
Jeez.
We no longer have the stage because the screen is so big.
Yeah.
It covers up where the old stage used to be. But we still have the organ. And last season we had Jay Warren do all the pre-show music before our films.
So, yeah.
And, you know, just the upgrade in the sound system, too, it's really remarkable. So if people haven't been to the Pickwick in years, they should definitely check out the new Mega Theater.
Well, Pickwick has always been one of my favorite theaters. It's in Park Ridge, and it's really fantastic. It's a fantastic theater, and it has been.
Yeah.
I've seen so many movies at the Pickwick. I haven't been there in a while, but I've seen a ton of movies there at the Pickwick.
Sure. Yeah, no, and it's just the owners, the management, they do so much for the community, and they put a lot of money into the theater, and that's why it's really a wonderful experience to not only to see the films there, but to support the theater. You know, it's really served the jewel of the community.
Oh, it's a beautiful theater, and also a little piece of trivia, which I'm sure you're aware of, Matthew. The Pickwick Marquee was used at the beginning of At the Movies. With Siskel and Ebert, that was the theater that they used. So it's also a part of Siskel and Ebert's history as well.
Sure, yeah. No, that trivia comes up quite often. You know, fans remember that.
Absolutely. All right, listen, Matthew, hang on a second, okay?
Sure.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about the event, and we'll touch on the Park Ridge Public Library classic film series. Doesn't come back until just around the spring. But we want to talk a little bit about what happened in the past and some of the other things, and we'll talk about 2001. We got to get into some of the history of it, the movie itself, and some of the stuff that Cure Dulé has done. And by the way, the tickets, you can get advanced tickets, are only $10. And you can go to the ParkRidgeClassicFilm.com, ParkRidgeClassicFilm.com, for more information about it. There are two showings. There's a 1 p.m. matinee. And again, Cure Dulé will not be at the 1 p.m. matinee, correct?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, just the 7:30 screening.
And he'll be there at 7 o'clock. And be,
7 o'clock.
He'll be interviewed by Stanley Kubrick scholar Raymond Benson, and that should be really amazing. And then the movie will start at 7:30. There's a 10-minute intermission for both screenings, and it's 2001, A Space Odyssey, in the mega theater. This is the way to see this movie. And so we'll give you more details on all of that stuff and more. Matthew, hang on, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Matthew Hoffman is with us. He programs the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series, and a big one coming up on September 18th, 1 p.m. and 7:30. And the 7:30 screening, Cure Dulé, is going to be there. And it's 2001, A Space Odyssey. Rare chance to see it in such great circumstances. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back after this. Right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the WGN Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago on this Wednesday morning. Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wildcard Wednesday. That's any artist, any song, anything. Get your requests in now. We'll play them in a bit. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Hey, you ever put on an album and the first song just rules, and it's a great way to kick off the album? Well, we're going to talk about a bunch of those. Great side one, track one, lead-off tracks on albums of all time. And we got some signature films from the world's major cities to talk about. There's news that Wendy's expanding its breakfast menu nationwide, so we're going to talk about some of the best fast food breakfast items ever. And that's all coming up a little bit later on the show right here. But right now, we're talking with Matthew Hoffman, who is with the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series. It's ParkRidgeClassicFilm.com. And the Season 7 opening night is September 18th. And it is Wednesday, September 18th at 1 p.m. and at 7:30 p.m. on the big mega theater. On the big screen, 2001, A Space Odyssey, the classic Stanley Kubrick film, and Cure Dulé, the star of the movie, will be there in person. $12 at the door, $10 in advance, this is going to be great. And let's get Matthew back. Matthew, welcome back.
Glad to be back.
All right, let's talk about the film. This is one of those movies that has been seen by so many people so many times, and there's always, you know, discussions about what it means, you know, and what it's about, because it's a beautifully kind of ambiguous movie that leaves it up to the viewer to kind of find out what they think it really truly is about. But it's an incredible film, and obviously Stanley Kubrick was a master. What do you think of the movie? Where do you stand on 2001?
Well, it's one of the landmark science fiction films of all time by a true visionary in Stanley Kubrick. You know, so many people have come up to me, like, for example, at work, where I work at the Park Ridge Library. They ask me, well, what's the film about? And, you know, it's hard to summarize the film in just a short statement, but I mean, it's really nothing less than the origins and destiny of man. I mean, it's in a way, in the grand scheme of things, sort of a film about the rebirth of humanity, you know. And there's such a mystery to the film. It has this epic grandeur. You know, and as you pointed out, Nick, I mean, it is open to interpretation. I mean, people who are atheists, for example, have a profound, it makes a profound impact on them. And then there are people who are very religious who come away with a religious experience seeing the film. So, I mean, it's a film that's open to interpretation, and I think that's part of its success. Obviously, it succeeded at the time for other reasons besides its themes. I mean, it came out at the height of the space race, and of course, we just recently celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing.
Right.
But back in the 60s, I mean, 2001 showed us where we could go.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, we haven't quite reached the visions in the film, but I mean, it speaks to that. The future and what we can, you know, attain. And I think visually it's also a very emotional experience.
You know,
it's a film about the images and the sound, and there is this sort of cryptic narration throughout, but I mean, it's more about the visuals than any kind of narrative progression.
It's split into a couple of segments, I have to say my favorite's the first segment. I like the Dawn of Man segment.
The Moonwatcher.
I just think it's amazing, and of course it's got one of the greatest jump cuts in history. With the bone being thrown up in
the
air.
The bone. And the makeup is just remarkable. I believe Stuart Freeborn did the makeup for that film.
Yeah,
absolutely amazing.
Yeah, really great. And it was you know, these are landmark special effects. We kind of, you know, and now that we see, you know, because every other movie takes place in space now, as you know, Matthew.
Yeah, sure.
You know, these sci-fi movies or, you know, superhero movies, they all have these space sequences. The special effects in this movie were so unbelievable that people had never really seen anything quite like it, and it influenced everything. I mean, there'd be no Star Wars without 2001 in terms of the kind of special effects that were used.
Exactly, and what's a good reminder for younger audiences is that there were no digital effects.
I mean,
these were all models. One of the special effects guys who was working on, I think, Douglas Trumbull.
Yeah.
The model work on this film, you know, there were illustrators working on the film who had connections to NASA. So there was a scientific authenticity to this film.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't just, you know, completely imagined. I mean, it was rooted in fact.
It's, you know,
and that's what stands out.
And now over the past couple of years, Matthew, with Alexa and all these other sort of things, HAL has a whole different HAL. You know, the term AI, you know, didn't mean a whole lot, or wasn't really, you know, as weird as it is now. But I mean, now watching this movie and watching all the HAL stuff, it's creepy.
Yeah.
It's like, it's creepy because it's happening in our house.
Exactly. It's true. I mean, there were aspects of this film that certainly have come to fruition, you know, HAL 9000. But, you know, the sort of like the tablets, like the iPads, you know, they're sort of like forerunners. I mean, there might be aspects of the film that some people might consider dated, like the clothing, but, you know, it has that sort of 60s feel. But, I mean, there are other elements to this film that, you know, certainly relate to, you know, technology today. That's another fascinating aspect.
Yeah, it really is. I'll tell you something, though. The thing about the movie is that people watch it, and it's really quite an experience. But it's I really think it's the last 15 minutes where people go, what? That's the part that I think because the first time I saw it in the last 15 minutes, I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that I didn't like it. I was just like, what? And it was a lot to take in. Go ahead.
And what's amazing about that sequence is also Keira Dulé's acting in that film. You know, I felt the same way when I first saw it. Actually, 2001 is a film that I sort of appreciated more the more times I saw it.
Oh, absolutely. And, absolutely. No question about it. Multiple viewings for this one. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And then the endings started to make more sense. You know,
yeah.
I don't want to explain everything, you know, over the radio, but, you know, you want viewers to go in and sort of form their own interpretation.
Yeah.
But there is that mystery at the end.
Yeah.
And to those more familiar with the film, I mean, it starts to make sense. But, yeah, I mean, it is definitely a film that you have to see multiple times.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it makes sense to me. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's the same kind of sense-making it makes to other people. But, I think I know what the film is about, and I find it very satisfying. And I think the final shot is breathtaking. The final shot of the movie is breathtaking and beautiful and sometimes makes me tear up. It's just such a beautiful shot. It's such a beautiful moment. Now, you know, Matthew, real quick thing is I love every time I talk about 2001, I love to talk about this. Now, obviously, you were talking about how it came out during the height of the, you know, the space race and everything.
Space race, yeah.
But it also came out at the height of drug use. And
sure.
There were multiple stories about how hippies or, you know, people who had alternative lifestyles in the late 60s would go to the movie, and while watching the movie, they would drop acid so that it would kick in during that last 15 minutes.
Right, and then...
They would go down to the front of the auditorium, and they would lay on their backs. They would lay on their backs in front of the screen and watch the last 15 minutes while they were tripping.
Sure.
This was a thing. This was a thing that happened pretty regularly during the regular release of the film.
Yeah, and the filmmakers, or the studio, I should say, took advantage of that.
Yeah.
And then in their advertising, they referred to it as the ultimate trip.
Exactly.
You saw it plastered on the posters.
Right.
But, you know, certainly the counterculture generation, the hippies, they certainly gravitated towards the film.
Yeah.
But that's not the sole reason for the film's success.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
It was a hit, you know, with the mainstream as well.
Yeah.
But, it certainly has that stigma of, you know, the whole LSD inspired sequence.
But it's such a great movie. It really is. And to see it in this mega theater on the big screen, this is a great opportunity. And if you don't want to stay up late, it's a long film. If you don't want to stay up late, there's a 1 p.m. matinee that you can go to. And that's $8 to get in. But if you want to go at night, it's $10 in advance, $12 at the door. 7:30 p.m. the movie starts, but get there early enough because at 7 o'clock the star Keir Dulé is going to be in person, and he will be interviewed by Stanley Kubrick scholar Raymond Benson.
Raymond Benson, yeah, Raymond has been a guest with us before when we've done certain James Bond anniversary shows,
because
he's written several books on James Bond, and he's a friend of the Stanley Kubrick family, so I thought Raymond would be a terrific interviewer with Keir on stage, and Keir will actually be at the theater a little bit earlier, because we do have a VIP meet and greet that starts at 4:30. Those tickets are a little bit pricier. They're limited to 50. Those tickets are $75, but it includes a commemorative ticket. We'll take a photo with Keir and the guest, which he'll sign for free. VIPs get first access to seating, and we're going to have art prints by a Czech graphic artist by the name of Pavla Kudelkova, who's designing original artwork for us that we're going to pass out to the VIP guests. So all that starts at 4:30, and that's going to go to about 5:45. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll open up the doors to the general public.
There you go. All right, well, the VIP tickets are only available at the theater box office, so you got to go to the Pickwick at the theater box office during regular business hours. $75, but you get all that cool stuff, and you get a meet and greet with Keir Dulé. Listen, this is amazing, Matthew. I hope you have a huge crowd. I think you will. I think you will have a massive crowd for this. And again, next Wednesday, September 18th, there's a 1 p.m. matinee, a 7:30 showing. Get there early. If you want a VIP ticket, it's $75. Got to get them at the theater box office. Keir Dulé live. Matthew, best of luck with this. It's great. Hey, listen, when you talk to Keir Dulé,
do you want me to ask him about Black Christmas?
I do want you to ask him about Black Christmas. Yes,
one of the first slasher movies.
Yeah, a classic.
I think 74, I think.
Yeah, no, a classic. A groundbreaking movie, and I love him in it. So,
Nick, one other thing real quick. There's another film that I highly recommend with Pierre Dulé. If you've ever seen Paperback Hero.
Oh, yeah.
It's a film he did in Canada. A terrific performance.
Yeah.
It's not available commercially. You might find it on YouTube, but Paperback Hero is another terrific performance.
And we'll keep us posted on what's happening in March when you bring back the Park Ridge Public Library Classic Film Series. Okay, Matthew?
I definitely will, Nick. Thank you so much.
Great to talk to you again, and best of luck with your opening night.
Thank you. You take care.
Oh, man, take care. Matthew Hoffman runs the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series. Check out parkridgeclassicfilm.com. It's Wednesday, September 18th. Your chance to see this thing on the big screen, on a giant mega theater screen. This is pretty special. And Pierre Dulé is going to be there. So that's Wednesday, September 18th. The 1 p.m. show is a little cheaper. Pierre Dulé is not going to be there. There's a 7:30 show. Get there early. 7 o'clock, Pierre Dulé is going to be in person. There's also VIP tickets available with a meet and greet. So it's just going to be great. Once again, parkridgeclassicfilm.com. Parkridgeclassicfilm.com for tickets and more information. All right, that's going to be big, big, big stuff right there. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with the news on 720 WGN.